Drug-free zones instituted during the war on drugs were supposed to protect children from dealers. But state lawmakers, including some in Tennessee, are finding that instead they're being used to levy long sentences for nonviolent crimes. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
Knox County native Sarah Moore is currently serving 8 years at a state prison. She was busted for selling 2 grams of meth inside her home to an informant on multiple occasions. Buell Moore says his 26-year-old daughter faced 41 years behind bars because she lived near a school.
Had she lived just a little farther outside the 1,000-foot perimeter, she would have fell under a whole different set of sentencing rules.
Moore says his daughter was a recovering addict and was selling small quantities to finance her own habit after she relapsed. In these drug-free zone cases, a judge has no discretion to take someone's addiction or mental health problems into account. Moore says she had no choice but to accept a plea deal. It's not just proximity to a school. Tennessee's law, passed in 1995, includes daycares, libraries, and parks. Anywhere children might play is considered a drug-free zone. State Senator Lee Harris says chances are most people who live in or drive through these areas wouldn't even know it.
That radius is so large that it swallows up entire communities. What ends up happening is the 4 urban counties in Tennessee, Knox, Hamilton, Davidson, and Shelby, the vast majority of residents are always in a school zone. They eat, sleep, work, and recreate in a school zone.
Harris is from Memphis, where almost 40% of the city is a drug-free zone. Nashville isn't far behind at more than a quarter. That is according to an article by Reason, which crunched the numbers for Tennessee. Fewer than 500 people currently behind bars in the state have been sentenced under the law. But Harris points out that thousands of other nonviolent offenders have agreed to unfavorable plea bargains because they fear the long mandatory sentences. The Memphis Democrat hopes to work with Republicans on a reform bill, and some, like Springfield Senator Kerry Roberts, say they plan to support it, though they anticipate some pushback from district attorneys.
It's going to be hard for the DAs and the prosecutors. This is a great tool in their toolbox. They like having that big hammer, and if we come back and tell them we're going to give them a smaller hammer, they're going to probably push back on it. But I think at this point, the data is pretty clear that it's time to revisit it.
Other Republican-led states have been changing their laws. In 2014, then-Governor Mike Pence signed a bill reducing the size of the drug zones in Indiana. Utah followed shortly after. Legislation hasn't moved in Tennessee, but advocates are quietly racking up commitments from Republican legislators in hopes of shrinking drug-free zones here. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.